Let me begin and then we'll pray and then go ahead and continue our time together on this live stream. Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you, in Sheol who give you praise. I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of my grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. Will you join me in a word of prayer? And I actually asked Kathy to share a few words at the start of this year together. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving and honor for the privilege of being part of your beautiful family. Because of what Jesus has done and who he is, we are able to be called sons and daughters of God and belong to the family of faith. And so we give you thanks for that, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, at this time, as we begin a year together, we ask much for your grace to be poured upon our lives and our families. And so, Lord, as we take this moment to lift up the very beginning of this year, we ask and we invite your presence and power over our lives and our loved ones and upon our church family and our surrounding community at the start of this year. And so, Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you. And we invite you deep into our hearts and lives as we begin this year together. We give you thanks, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Happy New Year, Trinity family. It is wonderful to come live. With all of you on the very first Sunday of the brand new year. Happy New Year. As we look back on the past year, we can see in so many ways in which God has really blessed us and guided us every step of the way. Indeed, he has been faithful, has he not? And as we look ahead to the new year, we can have hope and confidence that same God will continue to be with us and lead us on the path that he has for us. As we start the new year, it is a natural time for us to reflect on the past and also set goals for the future. And as a follower of Christ, it is important that our goals not only just about achieving personal success and happiness, but rather about honoring God and living according to his will. One way to set godly goals is to start by prayerfully seeking guidance from God and take time to listen to his voice and ask for direction in your life. The Bible says in Psalm 37:4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Let us seek God first in this new year, everyone, with the vision to pursue God and his passion for people. He will indeed lead us and give us the desires that align with his will for our lives in this brand new year, creating new possibilities and new opportunities for us. God is constantly at work in our lives and indeed at Trinity. Wishing you all Happy New Year. Thank you for the opportunity to share a few words with you all.
I hope that was okay that I invited Kathy to jump in and share a few things. I think in some ways there may be a real preacher in her, but she keeps on saying that that's not what she does. But I believe that she had a good word for us. Just a few thoughts this morning as we're gathered together via this live stream. You know, at the start of this new year, 2024, as we look back on this past year, I think often we look back at the past, especially this past year. And I think a common word, no matter where we are in our lives and where we are in our faith, is often the word regret. We have regrets over the things that we've done. If we're very honest with ourselves, all of us have things that we are ashamed of, we are guilty of, we wish we could have a do-over. And we also have a lot of regret of the things that we know we were supposed to do, but didn't, the things left undone. And so even as children of God, we often live with regret in our lives. And how the world often handles that, and we see it on all the parties happening on New Year's Eve as the clock gets ready to strike midnight, is you party hard, you drink up, and you try to forget your woes. Forget about this past year. You can't go back. It's done. Happy New Year. Let's start all over. But the problem with that is that we can't forget. We have long memories. And whether it's this past year of 2023 or in the past of our lives, it's not very easy to just forget. And so we live often with regret for things that we've done and also for the things left undone. And so when we live with regret, we often punish ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We don't feel that we deserve God's love or blessing for our lives. We often hijack our own lives when we live with shame and guilt and regret. And we somehow fall into the lie of the enemy that says, you don't really have a right to be joyful or happy. And that is not the message of Jesus. That is not the message of the gospel. We are reminded in Jesus Christ, Psalm 103 reminds us that as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12. And I want you to deeply apply that to your past and this past year of 2023, knowing that in Jesus Christ, that he has indeed removed all the brokenness from this past year. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And so for any of us that, as we begin this new year, can't give ourselves permission to experience joy or happiness, know that that is not of God. Know that the word regret does not belong in the vocabulary of God's children, but rather it is the word repentance. Repentance that leads to rejoicing. And so as we begin this new year, as we look back on the things that have happened to us this past year, we trust and know that God's grace and presence was always with us from the very beginning in our past. I love Lamentations 3, 22 to 24, that reminds us the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. They are new every morning. And they are new every day, every week, and every year. And so for any of us living with deep regret, wishing for a do-over, not believing that we have a right to experience God's joy and happiness, know that that is not of God. And we are to embrace the truth of the gospel that reminds us that we are able to repent, yes, to acknowledge those things that we've done, to acknowledge the things that were left undone, that should have been done, and to know that in repentance, because of our relationship to Jesus, we can have a true rejoicing because we know that God has redeemed all things in our past. His grace is not just a present experience, but His grace knows no time, is not bound by the things that we often are trapped in, limited because of our humanity. Time does not hold God's grace hostage. And He's able to visit our past, to redeem us, and allow us to rejoice. And so I wanted just to share that word this morning with everyone regarding the past. But also as we look into the new year, we don't know what's going to happen around the corner. We don't know what kind of job opportunities are going to open up for you. Some of you may lose your jobs. I hope not, but that could happen. There are many of our members who are struggling deeply with health challenges. We don't know which way those health challenges may go. And we don't know in terms of our own families, our children, our grandchildren, what kind of decisions they will make. We don't know what the future really holds. And so often the common word that we have at the start of a new beginning, like this year and the new year, is we're very anxious. Very anxious about the future, the events that could unfold or may not unfold as we haven't expected. But I do believe that if we truly understand God's promises for us, that the word anxiety can be replaced by great anticipation as we start this new year. Because God's grace is not bound by time. It can visit our past. It can redeem it. And though we don't know what the future lies, what lies in store for us in this new year, we know that God is not bound by time and He already knows what He is planning for us. And so in Jesus' own words, Matthew 6, we're reminded, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And often we've shared on Sundays just how important it is to never forget that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us, that knows us, that cares for us unlike any other. Deeper and stronger than our own families, our own parents, our own children. No one loves us the way God does as our Heavenly Father. And if we are to really lean into that, I believe that this year, knowing that God has His arms around us, He will lead and guide us, we can anticipate whatever He has in store for us in this new year. So allow anticipation and joy to replace our anxiety. Just a state of being anxious for the things that we aren't sure of that are coming in this new year. Paul reminds us in that well-known scripture passage, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Christian author Jerry Bridges reminds us that God's guidance is almost always step by step. He does not show us our life's plan all at once. Sometimes our anxiousness to know the will of God comes from a desire to peer over God's shoulder to see what his plan is. What we need to do is to learn to trust him to guide us. I love Fanny Crosby's hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. She writes, "What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know, whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know, whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well." And so, my friends, as we leave this pasture behind, often, if you're like me, struggling possibly with regrets of things done and things we should have done but were left undone, we allow God and his grace that knows no bounds to visit us in our past, and through a turning away of those things in our lives, which is called the grace of repentance, we are able to rejoice, because we know that we have a God who redeems all things in our lives. And as we get ready to step foot into this new year, which often is full of uncertainties, and I think even as children of God, we can be very anxious about the unknown. But I believe because our lives are in the hands of a Father that loves us like no other, we instead can have great anticipation for things that God is going to do in our lives, in our families, in our church, that will reveal that he is good and he is gracious. And no matter what challenges and opportunities await us in this new year, God's grace will be available to meet us. He's already in our future, waiting for us to meet him there. And so, may we, as a church community, embrace the wonderful opportunities that he has given to us. And I believe that he has great things in store. We've been through a lot these past couple of years, this past year. And I'm so grateful and thankful for all of you. And as we, as a community, take time together to rejoice, to repent, to anticipate the great things that God has in store for his children, I do believe that we have much to celebrate and be excited for in this new year. Next Sunday, I would like to kick off this year when we're back together at church with a Vision 2024 message. I want to share with you all what God has put in my heart regarding where I believe he is leading us, especially in light of these past several years that have been so challenging, so tough. I believe that we're in for some exciting things as a Trinity family. This month, I also would like to begin a new series called Starting Strong, as we think about life-changing, life-giving practices that will transform us and those around us. And so we'll begin that later this month, Starting Strong, a brand new series on life-changing habits that will transform us and those around us. Finally, before we close out together this morning, I know if you're like me, you probably still have a lot of snow to shovel and clear out. My kids are out there building their snowmen and finally saying snow. And so they're excited and they're out there having a great time. We have been so blessed this past week, starting on January 1st, as I shared just a few Sundays ago, joining over 70 of you in the one-year Bible reading, The One Story That Leads to Jesus, on the YouVersion Bible app. Gathering together, we do ours at night, and we listen to Word of God. We read it together. We watch the video intros. And it has been such a blessing that my littlest one, James, who's only 8 years old, says, "Daddy, shut off the TV. It's time for family devotions." So obviously I'm cut to the heart and I have to stop being a lazy bum and crack open the Word of God. And we've been doing that as a family this past week. And there's something about gathering together. And I'm actually going to talk about this, about the importance of establishing a family altar and when we start this new series, Starting Strong. But it's not too late. We're only a week into it, and we have over 70 people. And I love reading so many of your comments and how you're reflecting and asking one another questions. We all need accountability and encouragement, and I cannot think of a better thing to do than with your beloved church family to read through the Bible as we have shared cover to cover from Genesis to Revelation, together in community, and that's been such a blessing. And so if you're interested in joining us, you can still do that. You're just a few days that you need to catch up, and I cannot commend that enough to our church family. What an opportunity for us to read from Genesis to Revelation, the revelation of God, His Word, which is the foundation of our lives. And so with that, I will draw our time to an end together this morning. I just want to thank you so much for joining us through this live stream and being able to share a few words that are on my heart from God's Word as we get ready to start this year. God has been rebuilding our church. We're seeing newer people, younger people. We're stronger and healthier, I believe, than what we were in these past several years. And God is getting ready to do something very special in our lives, our families, and at Trinity Covenant Church. And so with that, let me just leave us with a closing prayer and benediction, and then we'll let you guys enjoy the day. Please stay safe and let the kids out and let them have a great time in this snowfall, the first in quite some time here in New England. So will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the technology that allows us to be together in real time, as I'm able to share a few things as well as Kathy from our home here in Glastonbury to our Trinity family gathered in this area and all over this community. Lord, we want to thank you for how you have been with us even through very difficult times in 2023. And Lord, we do confess that there are probably regrets that we have. But thank you that your grace doesn't know the bounds of time and is able to reach back and is able to redeem those things from this past year. We know that you allow all things to work for the good of those who love you, who have been called according to your purpose. We thank you and we believe that. Lord, in this new year, because we don't have control of our lives as much as we think, we often are filled with a lot of anxiousness. But I pray that because we know that you are our Father who is good and loves us like no other, we know that rather than being weighed down by feelings of overwhelming anxiety and worry, Lord, we pray for the peace that transcends all understanding, which guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as you tell us in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, present your request to God. And so, Lord, because we know your grace is waiting for us in our future already this year, we have great anticipation and excitement for how you're going to lead and guide our families. You've been so good to our church. You've been so good to our families, even through the hard times. We're so grateful, Jesus. And we pray you would go before us. We pray that we would rest in your promises. We pray for many of us who are, maybe some of us, even for the first time, reading through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, that you would speak to us, that you would remind us whose world this really is, and who we really belong to, with your great plans and purposes for the kingdom of God that will be woven through the story of our lives and our loved ones. Lord, I pray finally for any who are battling all sorts of health challenges, whether it's physical or mental, emotional, spiritual. We pray for extra measure of your grace at the start of this year. We confess that we don't have the strength in ourselves to make it through. We need your grace to infuse our hearts with your power and your glory, your light and your love. Thank you, Jesus, for extending, as we've heard in through our Bible reading this week, a partnership with us to further your kingdom, your power, and your love in all aspects of our lives. Thank you for that greatest honor and privilege. And so be with us today, Lord. Keep us safe through this winter storm. Thank you, Lord, for this past year. Thank you for this upcoming year that we could begin together with our church family, with our loved ones, and our community. So we give you thanks, honor, and glory. We pray these things at the start of this year in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen.